From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. As search efforts continue in the Mediterranean, Egypt's army says it's found debris from the downed Egypt Air jet around 300 kilometers north of Alexandria. Brigadier General Mohamed Samir, an Egyptian army spokesman, said in a statement on Friday that personal belongings of passengers and pieces of plane debris were found floating in the water. Search teams are scouring the Mediterranean Sea looking for more wreckage of the plane that crashed Thursday as it approached Cairo on a flight from Paris. Resuming talks aimed at ending the Israeli-Palestinian conflict will be the focus of a meeting next month in Paris. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu opposes the meeting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the aim of the meeting is to determine if Israelis and Palestinians can ultimately see their way to a final status agreement that meets the needs of both parties.
It's not the failure of the United States or any other country to bring people back to the table. It's the failure of those countries themselves to make the decision to come back to the table.
Kerry said despite the past failures to reach a Middle East peace accord, resuming the process remains an enormously high priority for the Obama administration. Salah Abdeslam, the leading suspect in last November's Paris terror attack, will face questions from French investigators on Friday for the first time since he was extradited from Belgium last month. It is hoped that his testimony will provide some insight into strategies used by Islamist extremists. He could also detail any connections between the attacks in Paris and Belgium, both of which were carried out by the Islamic State group. For more, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA. The top U.S. general says Egypt's military is carrying out operations against Islamic State fighters in the Sinai Peninsula. VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more from Kings Bay Naval Submarine Base in Georgia as she travels with U.S. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Joe Dunford.
Egypt's military is taking the fight to Islamic State militants in the Sinai Peninsula. General Joe Dunford updated reporters.
I understand, and I don't have any details right now, that there's actually operations against them ongoing right now by the Egyptians. So we'll be looking forward to hearing the results of operations that are ongoing.
Islamic State fighters there are reaching out across the Middle East.
We have seen a connection between Islamic State and the Sinai in Raqqa. We have seen communication between the Islamic State in the Sinai and the Islamic State in Libya and elsewhere. So we're watching that pretty closely.
Navy Captain Greg Hicks, a spokesman for General Dunford, said the Egyptian operations against IS in the Sinai are not related to the downed Egyptian plane. Carla Babb, VOA News, Kings Bay, Georgia.
The Nigerian army is claiming that another schoolgirl kidnapped by Boko Haram militants more than 2 years ago has been rescued. She'd be the second of more than 200 abducted girls to be rescued. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari on Thursday pledged government support for the girl rescued on Tuesday. Zlati Tahok has more.
Activists and politicians are now pushing for a concerted military effort to rescue the other captive girls. A UNICEF official Thursday said more information is needed.
This is a very, very remote area up in the very northeastern part of Nigeria. And I think when we get the facts, we'll know whether that's an opportunity now to find the rest of the girls, which hopefully it is.
But he said the Chibok girls' abduction should be a wake-up call for better protection of children in conflict zones. A new UNICEF report says government forces and militants worldwide increasingly target schools and hospitals. In Nigeria, 338 schools were destroyed or damaged between 2012 and 2014, most of them in the country's north, where Boko Haram remains a threat. Zlati Tahok, VOA News, Washington.
Taiwan's first female president is calling for positive talks with China. Tsai Ing-wen made the comment shortly after being sworn into office on Friday in Taipei. Tsai's pro-independence Democratic Progressive Party won a landslide victory over the Beijing-friendly Nationalist Party early this year. China claims sovereignty over Taiwan and insists that the two eventually unify, but Tsai prefers for Taiwan to bolster its own autonomy. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.